Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. I've been working hard on a recent crop of plays. Magnificent Montague is one of our aberrations. We try to focus on lost shows, but once in a while there's a show that just needs to be played with. This one is Boo Boo Foo Foo.
American Radio Theater has fallen in love with the Magnificent Montague. Originally broadcast in 1951, here is our second episode from this series called Boo Boo Foo Foo, directed by Dan Schindler and produced by Joy Jackson.
The Magnificent Montague, starring Greg Porter. Yes, it's the Magnificent Montague, this Saturday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama, brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television. By Lux Flakes, the best in detergents, mild enough for delicate hands, and by Anison. For fast relief from headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, many of you, I'm sure, know the name Anison because it's been recommended to you by your doctor or dentist or even a friend who got quick relief from headache, neuralgia, or neuritis.
Oh, yes. I've told several acquaintances about the benefits of Anison. Oh,
and I'm sure they're very grateful. You see, folks, Anison is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it's a combination of medically proven active ingredients designed to bring fast relief. If you've never tried Anison, go to your drugstore now and pick up a box.
Isn't Anison guaranteed to do its job?
Yes, ma'am. If the first few tablets don't give you complete satisfaction, you may return the unused portion and your money will be instantly refunded. So, be sure to ask for Anison, A-N-A-C-I-N, in tins of 12 and 30, or bottles of 50 and 100. And now, the Magnificent Montague. Twenty-five years ago, when Edwin the Magnificent Montague, king of the Shakespearean stage, married Lily Boheme, his leading lady, the theater world shook its head and said, it can't last. Today, Edwin Montague is Uncle Goodheart, hero of an afternoon radio program, but not a cloud has yet darkened this happy marriage. Until today, an elegant woman in an elegant New York hotel enters a phone booth and dials information.
Hello, operator. I would like the telephone number of Mr. Edwin Montague. I don't know where he lives now. I haven't seen him in over 20 years.
One moment, please.
I want to be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Boop, boop, be doo.
Hello. The number is circle 35643.
Oh, thank you. I'll call him. I want to be loved by you, just you and nobody else.
The residents of Edwin Montague and Lily Boheme. This is Agnes the maid at the controls. What do you want?
I want to talk to Boo Boo.
Boo Boo? Are you kidding?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Mr. Edward Montague there?
No, he's... Hey, what's with this boo-boo?
Never mind, I'll call back.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Agnes, who was that?
I don't know, it was somebody calling her husband.
Oh, that's probably the call Edwin is expecting from his radio sponsor, Mr. Flugel.
Mr. Flugel?
Yes, he likes Edwin.
He must. He calls him boo-boo.
Boo-boo?
Honey, that call was from a dame.
Now, Agnes, stop. You know Edwin's friends call him hundreds of names.
I know, but this one's clean.
All right, that's quite enough. After 25 years of marriage, I've nothing to worry about.
After 25 years of marriage, it's time to worry.
I'll get it.
I wanna be loved by you, just you and... Oh, hello. Is that you, Boo Boo?
No. Edwin isn't home yet.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, wouldn't you like to leave a message?
Well...
We'd like to know, I mean, he'd like to know who's calling.
Well, just tell him that Fufu is at the Astor Hotel.
Fufu?
You'll know who it is. Bye-bye now.
Fufu is at the Astor. Fufu?
Oh, Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. I mean, Boo-Boo and Fufu were sweethearts.
Quiet! Agnes, this isn't funny anymore. I'm sure Edwin can explain. He should be back from his walk any minute. Now, the second he comes through the door...
You tackle him high and I'll hit him low.
No, it's no joke. I'm going to calmly explain the phone calls and what we heard, and then I'm going to ask Edwin for an explanation.
Explanation? Honey, you gotta spring it on him. The surprise element. The trap. Just hit him with Boo-Boo. He's startled. Then you hit him with Fufu. He dissolves and confesses. Then you hit him with a chair.
Agnes, trapping Edwin?
It's the only way. Pretend nothing's happened. Then let him have it right below the beard.
That's Edwin.
Now don't let him suspect anything's wrong. I'll get the door. Ah, Mr. Montague, won't you step in?
Hello, Edwin. We're so glad you're home. Did you have a nice walk?
What's going on here?
Why, Edwin?
Well, what's wrong?
Wrong? Why? Is something wrong?
There must be something wrong. Agnes greets me with a big smile.
Now, Edwin...
Says, ah, Mr. Montague, won't you step in? Last time she said that, there was an open manhole between us.
Now, Edwin, sit down and relax. Nothing's happened. Nothing is different.
Something is going on. I come home, and for no reason, there's suddenly a horrible, friendly atmosphere around the house.
Oh, no, we're just happy.
But I was only gone 10 minutes. What happened while I was gone? Did West Point call and say it was okay for Agnes to come back?
Oh, now really, Edwin. Now just sit back and let's have a pleasant chat.
Oh, now we're going to have a chat, bully. Now what'll we chat about?
Let him have it.
Quiet, Agnes.
You want to chat? All right, Lily. Say something.
Boo-boo.
I beg your pardon?
Boo-boo.
Lily, this always happens when you have sausages for breakfast. Agnes, get the bicarbonate.
Never mind, I was just talking.
Look, Lily, I have to get to my Uncle Goodhart broadcast.
Wait, Edwin, you have time. There's so much I have to talk to you about.
All right, Lily, start talking. Well, Lily?
Fufu.
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 Lily, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed this little chat.
Now, Edwin.
We must have these little talks oftener. It's amazing how many subjects we've covered, from boo-boo to foo-foo.
Now, Edwin, doesn't the fact that I know about boo-boo and foo-foo mean anything to you?
Yes, Lily, darling, it means a lot to me. It means, sweetheart, that we must get you to a sanitarium immediately.
Edwin!
Psychoanalysis will do wonders for you.
I am not going
now,
to...
Now, we must face facts. A few years on the couch, shock treatments, good professional care. By and by, no one will even suspect that my little Lily has snapped her cap.
Edwin, stop. A woman called and wanted to speak to you.
A woman called to speak to me.
Sounds unbelievable, doesn't it?
All right, Agnes, roll over and play dead. Lily, just because some strange...
This was no strange woman. This was someone you know very well indeed. She calls you Boo-Boo.
Well, that's a new one.
She left a message. She said to tell you that Fufu is at the Hotel Astor.
Gad, what's happened to the Astor?
Confess, you beast!
Edwin, if there's any way you can explain
it... Oh, now I get it. Now I get it. Lily, do you actually suspect I am running around with a Fufu who calls me Boo-Boo?
Yes.
Lily, you make me feel 20 years younger.
Edwin.
Suspecting me of some hanky-panky. Lily, at my age, what a nice thing to say. What a lovely gesture.
Now, Edwin, the truth.
Oh, no, Lily. If it was true, you'd be the first to know. I'd be so proud I couldn't keep it to myself.
Oh, Edwin, you're terrible.
I knew it. The worm has wormed his wormy way out of it.
Oh, now, Agnes, maybe we were hasty.
Oh, it's we. So little Agnes had her dirty little paw in the pie. So it's we.
Wee-wee.
Still trying to stir up trouble around here, aren't you, Agnes?
Edwin, please.
Maybe life is too dull for you in this house, Agnes. Maybe you miss the excitement of your old job. fixing basketball games.
Yeah, and I'd like to dribble that head of yours down the floor.
Agnes! Now, Edwin, she was just trying to help me.
Help? Oh, what have I done to deserve this? Other people have maids. We have a fifth column in the house.
All right, Edwin, so the whole thing's a little mistake.
Yeah, let's not make a federal case out of it.
How, Lily? How could you have been so foolish?
Ah, you're right, Edwin. Why, the mere thought of you and another woman... If I'd have thought twice, I'd have realized how ridiculous it is.
It is?
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
No. What do you mean?
Well,
give it to him straight. The old gray mare ain't what he used to be.
Agnes!
So that's what you think, Lily. I'm ready to be put out to pasture.
Edwin, stop. This is nonsense. You know I think you're even more glamorous and irresistible than the day I first met you.
Really? Oh, the day we first met. Remember that day, Lily?
The whole country remembers it. It was the day Fort Sumter was fired upon.
Oh, my dear Agnes, speaking of firing...
Edwin, I remember that day. You were young, handsome, Edwin Montague, the matinee idol. Oh, what a catch. Every girl on Broadway set their cap for you, but you always got away.
Ah, but then you, Lily, you came along.
Yes, Edwin. I caught you.
What'd you use, honey? Cockroach powder?
Agnes!
That reminds me, Lily. The Air Corps asked us to send them another picture of Agnes's mouth. They'd like to use it as a model for their new wind tunnel.
Edwin, stop! Don't blame me for being suspicious. You were quite the ladies' man in your day.
Darling, it's only been you, sweetheart, for 25 years. No boo-boos, foo-foos, or goo-goos.
Remember that song? Our song?
Oh, yes. How could I forget it? Let's see. How'd that go again? Oh, yes. I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you.
Edwin Montague, you're a beast!
Lily, our song.
That isn't our song at all.
It isn't?
No, that's the song she was singing when she called.
When who called?
Foo Foo.
Oh, now Foo Foo again. Lily, believe me, as sure as my name is Boo Boo, Edwin Montague, I don't know who that woman is.
Oh, stop lying. It's true. Agnes was right. You're two-faced.
Yeah, you're a regular Georgie Jessel and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, quiet. Lily, I haven't the vaguest idea why I sang that song.
It was your guilt coming out. I've been a fool.
Oh, Lily.
Hit the road, boo-boo.
Lily, I'm innocent.
Go away. Go away.
Where should I go?
Go to your broadcast. Go to the Astor. Go to Foo-Foo.
Go to...
Agnes. Oh, Edwin, please go.
All right. If my word doesn't mean anything in my own home, it's time to go. Goodbye. Oh, now, how did I get myself into a mess like this? Who is Foo Foo? What is that song? Oh, why can't women leave me alone?
We'll be back with the Magnificent Montague in just a moment. First, here's a word from RCA Victor. There's a wealth of top television entertainment coming to you this fall. Be sure your television set, old or new, is in peak viewing condition. Check with your local television radio serviceman. He's in your neighborhood, a community servant whose job is to keep his knowledge and equipment up to date in order to provide you with prompt, dependable service. If your own set develops trouble, your radio television serviceman will recommend the right parts and tubes to restore it to top performance standards. For example, if you need a new picture tube, regardless of the maker set, he will be glad to install a genuine RCA picture tube. Repairmen know that an RCA picture tube will give you the sharpest, clearest picture your set is capable of delivering. Yes, with an RCA picture tube, you're sure of enjoying the very best that your television set has to offer. And now, back to the Magnificent Montague. With his mind baffled with the identity of Foo-Foo, the mystery woman who is making his wife Lily jealous, Montague has just finished his Uncle Goodheart radio broadcast. Listen.
And now, dear listeners, remember, keep your head high into the sun and life!
So ends another episode of Uncle Goodheart, brought to you by Flugel Soap. And until tomorrow, when we'll be back with his friendly advice, here is Uncle Goodheart with his thought for the day.
When your axe accidentally hits your neighbor's foot, and the blood spurts out by the quart, don't just stand there as he glares up at you. Say to him, a penny for your thoughts.
Okay, you're off the air, Mr. Montague.
Oh, thank heaven.
What a program. You sure gave your listeners something to sink their teeth into today.
Good, as long as it isn't my throat.
It was a crackerjack show, Mr. Montague. Oh, here's our director, Mr. Zinser. Good show, eh, Zinser?
No, it was a double-barreled, rip-snorting wing-ding.
Oh, please. 15 minutes of the corniest drivel ever heard on the
well,
air.
Well, you can say that again.
Please, don't say things like that. Every big stockholder in Flugel Soup, our sponsor, is in town. They're having a big meeting.
The stockholders are putting their heads together?
Yes.
Timber!
Mr. Montague, it's our sponsor. Mr. Flugel wants me to introduce you to one of our biggest stockholders. He's an oil millionaire from Texas. He came all the way from Texas just to meet you.
Oh, all right. I have nothing else to do. I can't go home. Who knows if I even have a home left.
I'll bring him right up.
What's the matter, Mr. Montague? Trouble at home?
Trouble? Zinser, it's complete disaster.
What happened? The refrigerator on the blink again.
Refrigerator?
Well, you forgot to defrost it, huh?
Zinser, my job is to try and defrost my wife.
Oh, dear, I know how you feel. My wife isn't exactly a forest fire herself.
Please, Zinser. If I only had a clue. If I could only remember who is Fufu.
The only thing in French I remember is nicht sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Well, that's a big help. No, wait. Zinser, does this mean anything to you?
What?
Listen. I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Well, Zinser?
Oh, please, Mr. Montague, I'm a married man.
Oh, Zinser, stop that.
Well, I got to go pick up your Uncle Goodheart fan mail. See you later.
Dad, what a mess.
Oh, there you are, Uncle Goodheart.
Oh, it's you, Springer.
Uncle Goodheart, I want you to meet one of our biggest stockholders, Mr. Thomas Kessler.
How do you do, Mr. Kessler?
Big Tom Kessler to you, Uncle Goodheart.
Excuse me, yes. How do you do, Big Tom?
Well, now that's more like it. I can see right off that we're going to get along like a doggy and a leghorn.
I'm sure we will. I understand you own oil wells.
Oh, yeah. I named my biggest well after you, the Uncle Goodheart Gusher. And I got a ranch called El Rancho Goodheart. Well, I reckon you must have guessed it by now. You're my hero, Uncle Goodheart.
You listen to my program?
Why, well, I never missed one, sir. It's the only thing that can relax me. That and reading my bank book.
How touching.
Now, there's something I'd like to talk to you about, Uncle.
Well, Big Tom, maybe I can help you.
Well, that's the only reason I come to New York. I need your guiding hand.
What is it?
My wife, Uncle Goodheart. I'm having wife trouble.
There's another man.
Uncle Goodheart, it's driving me plumb loco. What can I do?
Give him the beating of his life.
Well...
A beating that'll teach him he can't go philandering around, breaking up a happy American home. Go get him!
That's all I wanted to hear. I'm riding the range.
Remember the Alamo.
I'll never forget it. Uncle Goodheart, what can I do to repay you?
Oh, please.
Let me give you a bank or something.
No, thank you. I've got to get home.
All right. Now, these are the keys to my car. You drive it home.
I don't drive.
Oh, well, then you get someone to drive you. Now, it's parked in front of Radio City. You can't miss it. It's parked from 51st Street up to 53rd. It's kind of long with the tire in the back. I'll call you, and I'll let you know what happened. I'm riding!
Good old Uncle Goodheart. I can settle everybody's problems with my own. Yes, Zinser?
Oh, boy, Mr. Montague, was that fan mail stacked up? You want to read some?
Never mind, Zinser. Zinser, can you drive?
Sure.
Someone left me with a car. Would you drive me around until I've worked up enough nerve to go home? Here are the keys.
Whoa, gee, a Cadillac. Ho-ho! Let's drive up to the Bronx and pick up my wife. I can just see the expression on the faces of her friends when we drop her off at the laundromat.
All right, let's go.
Agnes, I give up. I've gone through everything in his desk. There's not a clue as to who Fufu is. Did you have any luck?
Luck? Like you told me, I called the Astor and asked for Fufu. They connected me with a Pekingese.
Agnes, I can't believe it. I can't believe that Edwin found somebody else. After all we've meant to each other. Look, look, I found this in his scrapbook.
What is it, his draft notice from the Civil War?
Please. Look, it's the theater program of the first Ziegfeld Follies I was in. He was saving it.
Hey, look at that. Will Rogers was in it. Eddie Cantor.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's a picture of the finale. Where were you?
Let me see. Here I am, between Marilyn Miller and... What was this girl's name? Ginger...
Jenkins. Ginger Jenkins.
That's right. Ginger Jenkins.
Yeah.
Oh, what a flapper she was. Remember the song she sang in the show?
Yeah, it went something like this. I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody
Agnes!
Else but you. I know.
Fufu! Oh, of course. Ginger Jenkins. Edwin used to go out with her before we were married. So she's the one who's been calling.
I remember that vamp. What a gold digger.
Oh, Agnes, she wasn't a gold digger.
She wasn't, huh? When she went out with a man, the fillings in his teeth weren't safe.
Oh, that's not true. She just liked to have fun. Ha, you should have seen Edwin in the Roaring Twenties.
I see enough of him in the Faltering Fifties.
And here I was, suspecting Edwin. He hasn't even seen Ginger since we were married.
The phone.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Is Mr. Montague home yet?
Is that you, Ginger?
Well, yes.
Ginger, this is Lily, Edwin's wife, Lily Bohem.
Lily Bohem? Holy cow, are you still alive?
Oh, Ginger, come right over here. We only live a few blocks away.
Well, if it's all right with you, bye now.
Honey, are you nuts? Inviting Miss Hot Stuff over here?
Agnes, it was so long ago that she and Edwin had anything to do with each other. There's no danger.
There ain't, huh? Old flames never die. They just get hotter.
Oh, that's silly.
It is, huh? Remember the clothes that dame used to have on and how her figure filled them? Honey, don't take any chances. Get into that new backless, frontless, topless evening gown you bought.
Oh, no, I've been saving that for an occasion.
Honey, the occasion's here. Fufu's coming loaded for bear. Get into that evening dress.
Agnes, you're right. I haven't realized what a stick in the mud I've been.
Lulu Bohem rides again. Hop into that gown.
It'll only take a minute.
Hey, you need any help squeezing into it, honey? Just yell. Coming. Ah, there he is. Beau Brummel.
Never mind, Agnes. Where's Lily?
She's in her room. Don't go in there.
But I must see Lily.
Wait till she comes out. You'll see plenty of
her. I just want to tell her that...
Quiet. Here she comes. Ba-ba-ba-da! Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lily Bohem.
Hello, Edwin.
Ah!
Why, Edwin!
Lily, you forgot to get dressed! Agnes, for heaven's sake, pull down the shade!
Now, Edwin!
Now, Lily, this is a respectable neighborhood!
Edwin, it's a new style! It's off the shoulder!
It's off the body! Cover up!
Please be sensible!
I refuse to have my wife prancing around dressed like a Ziegfeld Follies girl!
You seem to like Ziegfeld Follies girls!
What are you talking about?
I know, Edwin. We found out.
You did? Oh, Lily, who is she?
Ginger Jenkins.
Oh, no. Not that scatterbrained little flirt. Gad, is she still alive?
Not only that, Edwin. I've invited her up here.
And that's why you're in that dress.
Oh, Edwin, forgive me. It's just that I know she's going to show up here dressed to the teeth, and I didn't want to look like a drab.
Oh, Lily, Lily, Lily. How could you look drab to me? Now get out of that G-string and put on something else.
There she is.
All right, Agnes, let's get it over with. Let her in.
Okay. Yeah?
Is Mr. Montague home?
Yeah, that's him.
Boo, boo.
Foo, foo. Go ahead, Ginger, you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, I'm just a hag. But you, Edwin, you're still as cute as a button.
Oh, please.
And you still have that tickly beard. Tickly, tickly beardy.
Oh, now, Ginger, let go of it.
I'm opening the window. It's getting sticky in here.
Ah, here you are, Lily. Look, Ginger got here.
So I see. Hello, Ginger.
Lily, darling.
I've got an idea. Ginger's all dressed. Let's go to a nightclub.
Whoopee!
But, Edwin, a nightclub?
It's an occasion.
It certainly is.
Come, Fufu, let's dance.
Not so tight.
I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you, Agnes the telephone.
I'll get it, Mr. Astaire. Hello, Uncle Goodheart. Hold it. Uncle?
Oh, no. How did anyone find out I'm Uncle Goodheart? Hello? Oh, Big Tom! I see. They gave you Uncle Goodheart's phone number at the radio station. What? Two detectives followed your wife, and they're together right now? Well, good! Do your duty! Break in! Beat him up! Hit him one for me, the skunk! Good luck!
Who was that?
Some boar I met at the station. Big Tom Kessler from Texas.
Big Tom Kessler? Edwin, I didn't know you knew my husband.
Oh, yes, I met him at the your husband. Ah!
He's a millionaire.
Get her out of here.
Edwin!
Lily, he's going to kill me. Ginger, get out the back door.
That way, Ginger. Through the back.
Oh, you must visit the ranch.
Get her out!
Open up the door. I found out who you are, Edwin Montague. Open up.
Edwin! Edwin, who is that?
Never mind, never mind. All you have to remember is that I'm not Edwin Montague.
Not Edwin?
Open up there before I break the door down.
One moment, please. I'll open the door.
Why, you thieving rat. Uncle Goodheart. Now, whatever are you doing in the apartment of that rat, Edwin Montague?
Big Tom.
The detectives told me they followed her here. She's gone, Big Tom. I had a good talk with both of them. Montague took her back to the hotel room.
I'll kill him.
That's him, Edwin Montague.
But stand back, Big Tom. I'll open the door. Oh, it's you.
Oh, hello, Uncle Goodheart. Well, I parked her like you told me. Here's the keys.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
Stand back, Big Tom.
Let go of me. Let me at him, Uncle.
Boy, is she a beauty. What a chassis.
Chassis, listen to him. She belongs to me. I'll kill him.
Oh, boy, does she look snappy with her top down.
Her top down? Let go of me.
Big Tom, put that gun down. Zinzer, get out.
I'll strangle him. That's what I'll do. I'll use my bare hands.
Thanks for letting me use her. Bye.
Let me go. Let me go.
There.
Oh, Uncle. Why didn't you let me get him? I had him with the goods. Why'd you stop me?
Because, Big Tom, I didn't want you to soil your hands on that low, dirty snake, Edwin Montague. I want you to take your little wife back to Texas with clean hands.
Well, you're right, Uncle Goodheart.
Oh, I know I'm right. How I know I'm right.
Well, you saved me from myself. Well, tell me, Uncle Goodheart, what is your real name?
Just Uncle Goodheart.
Just Uncle Goodheart?
Just Uncle Goodheart.
And now I'd like to take you to a pretty little home on Arden Street in Los Angeles. A young bride is upset and is telling her mother about it.
But Bob never talked to me that way before, Mother.
Oh, he meant it as a joke.
It's no joke to say my hands look like tomatoes. If my hands get red, it's because I'm washing dishes for him.
Oh, now, honey, that's no excuse. After all, a man does hate to see his wife with dishpan hands. They spoil his pride in her. Now, look here. Why don't you do what I do? Wash dishes with Lux Flakes.
Do Lux Flakes make a difference?
Oh, I'll say they do. When my hands used to get so raw and chapped, I didn't dare show them. Then I began using Lux Flakes. And honestly, in a week, my hands had lost that dishpan look. And now look. See how soft and smooth they are? Just as nice as when I got married.
Any woman's hands are apt to get raw and rough if exposed to harsh soaps in the dishpan. Such soaps dry the natural oils of the skin. Why risk this when, for less than a cent a day, you can use gentle Lux Flakes for your dishes? Just try Lux Flakes for 10 days or so. You'll never use anything else. They're so soothing, leave your hands so soft and smooth. Start using Lux Flakes for your breakfast dishes tomorrow. Listen again next week, friends, to The Magnificent Montague, the Saturday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama, brought to you by Anacin for fast relief from headache, neuritis, and neuralgia, by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music and first in television, and by Lux Flakes for hands so soft and smooth as the day you were married. The Magnificent Montague was created by Nat Hyken and written by Nat Hyken and Billy Freeberg.
You've been listening to a recreation of The Magnificent Montague, starring Greg Porter as Edwin Montague, with Ivan Curie as E.E. Zinsser, Pat McNally as Don Pardo, Mary Moore Campagna as Lily Bohem, Dean Moody as the operator, Liz Roach as Ginger Jenkins, Chuck Royalty as Big Tom Kessler, Beth Schlansky as Agnes, Kim Turner as Horace W. Springer. In our commercials, Rhea Lutton as Woman, Karen Leese as Bride, and Joy Jackson as Mom. Our program was directed by Dan Schindler and produced by Joy Jackson. Live sound effects by Marilyn Wilt and music by Kevin McLeod at www.incompetech.com. No egos were bruised in the making of this play. I'm your announcer, Lauren Walton, and this is ART, American Radio Theater.
Hey, let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio.
Here it comes, the Schaefer Parade, starring Eddie Howard. On behalf of Schaefer dealers everywhere, the W.A. Schaefer Pen Company, makers of a world-famous line of writing instruments and supplies, invites you to join us for the Schaefer Parade. A colorful procession of popular melodies styled by the man behind the song and his band of the year, Eddie Howard.
To each his own, I found my own, one and only you.
And here is your Schaefer Parade Master, Eddie Howard.
Thank you, Cleveland. Hello, friends. Say, look who's coming down the street at the head of our Schaefer Parade.
Yes, sir. It's an old friend of yours, isn't it, Eddie?
Why, he's everybody's friend, Cleve. It's the Riggedy Rickshaw Man. Here he is. There's a coolie named Machule, runs a rickety rickshaw south of Peking. And he goes clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop, as he hobbles down the cobblestone. Why, he's romantic and his antics all the talk of the girlies south of Peking. The arts go flippity-flop-flop, flippity-flop-flop, as he hobbles down the cobblestone. For the first quarter of a mile, he'll only charge a pretty girl a smile for every quarter after this. Why, he collects a kiss. And when the moon is high and ladies sigh, the rickety rickshaw comes a-creaking. And he goes clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop, as he hobbles down the cobblestone street.
Yeah.
drivers are all connivers. They'll drive you round the bottom pound about the city. Ah, but he has no yen for that yen. He takes them straight and then his rate is just a day. While there's a coolie named Machule runs a rickety rickshaw south of Peking. And he goes clippity-clop-clop, clippity-clop-clop, as he hobbles down the cobblestone street. So long, so day, so night, so long, so long, so long, so long.
Say, Eddie, have you looked at the calendar today?
Why, sure, Cleve. Today's July 25th. Why?
Well, I'll tell you a secret. Thousands of our listeners are celebrating their birthdays today.
Say, we'll have to make a note of that.
Yes, and there's another way to say happy birthday. To make any gift occasion, weddings, anniversaries, promotions, a truly outstanding event. And that's by giving Schaefer's magnificent new threesome.
Schaefer's threesome, the only complete writing ensemble, provides a writing instrument for every writing need.
In threesome, you give Schaefer's famous white dot pen, its personalized hand-fashioned point wrought in 14-karat gold.
The world's finest pen, perfect for letters and signatures of character.
In threesome, you give Schaefer's matching fine-line pencil with a patented lead-saving sleeve tip.
Made with the precision and accuracy of a fine watch. Indispensable for sketching, figuring, jotting down notes, for all erasable writing.
And in threesome, you add the convenience of Schaefer's Stratowriter, America's most dependable ball-tip writing instrument.
The new modern writing instrument for permanent notes, multiple carbons, a host of specialized uses.
Schaefer's threesome, white dot pen, fine line pencil, Stratowriter, all matched in beauty, balance, and utility. And handsomely mounted in a leather-grained presentation case.
You've seen these sets advertised in leading publications. But to appreciate their true magnificence and utility, see them now at your Schaefer dealers. And select threesome in Schaefer's exciting new colors, Persian blue or burnt umber brown, as well as aristocratic black.
Remember, for any gift occasion, give Schaefer's threesome. And always look for the white dot. Schaefer's individual mark of distinction. Here comes a cold porter entry in our Schaefer parade that poses a haunting question. Only you know the answer. As Eddie Howard and his orchestra play, What Is This Thing Called Love? charming couple come walking hand in hand down our Schaefer Parade Way. We're not quite sure how they got together, but we're sure glad they did when we hear Eddie sing, just as he recorded it, A Boy from Texas and a Girl from Tennessee.
Texas and a girl from Tennessee. He was so lonely in New York, and so was she. The boy said, howdy, and the girl said, hi, all. He could have kissed her when he heard that southern drawl. They walked up Broadway as though they owned the town. They'd never hear it, the buildings tumble. Somewhere out yonder, the home folks smile to see the boy from Texas with his bride from Tennessee. They'd never hear it if the buildings tumble down. Somewhere out yonder, the home folks smile to see the boy from Texas with his bride from Tennessee.
The banners of a royal house of jazz fly over the next float in the Schaefer Parade. Eddie and the boys swing out with Duke Ellington's Caravan. Thank you.
pastoral touch enters the scene as the next float comes gliding along in our Schaefer parade.
Which is just a ritzy way of saying we're headed out in the country for a look at a tree in the meadow.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by and carved upon that tree I see I love you till I die. I shall always remember the love in your eyes, the day you carved upon that tree, I love you till I die. But further on, down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me by that tree in the meadow. My thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die.
Indians in full ceremonial dress comes marching along in our Schaefer parade, a part of Ray Noble's Indian Suite. Eddie Howard and his orchestra play Cherokee.
Thank you.
nostalgic memories surround the float gliding along next in our Schaefer parade. Scenes that recall treasured moments of the past. As Eddie sings, remember,
yearning just for you. That's all I do, my dear. And learning why I'm blue, I wish that you
tunes, Eddie. We'll make a note of them on our musical memo pad.
Yes, using your Schaefer Triumph desk set, of course.
Of course. And make a note of this for any gift occasion. Whenever the situation calls for a distinctively outstanding gift, Schaefer's Triumph desk set is the finest, most appreciated present you can select.
In a jet crystal setting, gleaming black and beautiful with rich gold trim, Schaefer's Triumph desk sets stand out in any surroundings. A gift supreme.
Rich in beauty, charm, and graciousness. Schaefer's Triumph desk set provides the finest in desk writing equipment. With the unsurpassed, dependable performance of Schaefer's white dot pen. Gracefully tapered, perfectly balanced. Unmatched in smooth writing ease.
And to add a distinctive personal touch, the gold presentation plate on the lustrous jet crystal base may be suitably engraved as a lifetime reminder of a memorable event.
There's no finer gift than a genuine Schaefer Triumph desk set, attractively priced at pre-war levels. Wherever you see desk sets on display, look for the white dot, Schaefer's individual mark of distinction, and give the gift of true magnificence, enduring pleasure. Triumph desk set in jet crystal. Made only by Schaefer. I've been watching you as our Schaefer parade goes marching along. What's that you keep reading?
Why, Cleve, this is the score of the program.
Really? Who's winning?
I know it better get lost. While the trio and I sing Little Brown Jug.
Yes, sir.
Keeps me company night and day. And if I ever take a trip, I strap that jug right on my hip. Ha, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, how I love thee. Ha, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, how I love thee.
Gee, that's all the time I've got for today. Please stop by our website, www.AmericanRadioTheater.org, for more of our podcasts. We put up a new one every month. Hey, see you next time.